today, state pension. You need to be 66 to get your state pension. And I'm getting some great stories in today because I'm also asking, what's the perfect retirement age for you? If money didn't matter, in an ideal world, at what age would you retire? To make the most of your children or grandchildren, let me know, 08000 665 949. Thought we'd talk about the money side of things with Ray Black from Moneyminder in Sleaford. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Melvin.
66 then for the state retirement pension. Do we need to be aware of that? I mean, will most people know about that by now?
I think most people know. I think some of the bits that are missing at the moment are the fact that it goes up to 67 later and then potentially to 68. And also access to personal pensions has also gone up as well to 57 for anybody that's getting to that age around 2028. So there's a lot going on with pensions, I'm afraid, but it's all about not getting access to your money quite as quickly as you might have done previously.
And I suppose the other way of looking at it, if you can carry on working, is I suppose you're putting more money into the system as well before you claim it.
There's a lot of people over the last few years that I've dealt with that are doing retire and return type options, where they'll retire, draw pensions, but then actually go back 3 days a week and 2 days a week. And part-time work in retirement often provides all those extra holidays and other fun things that people want to do that perhaps they wouldn't have been able to do 15 or 20 years ago. I think 60 to 70-year-olds now are the new 40, aren't they?
So there's
more expectation in the future, I think, for retirement. So a lot of people do carry on working part-time, Melvin.
Yeah, it's interesting because I had a caller earlier, took early retirement, I think took it at 57, won't be able to claim until he gets to 66, but he's living on that sort of work pension that he had, knowing that the state pension will come in later. So I suppose it's good to just be clear on this. The state pension, do we all get the state pension?
Yes, there shouldn't be anybody that won't get something of a state pension. There is a need to pay some national insurance contributions, but even if you're on benefits, potentially there's national insurance contributions paid for you without you actually realising. So yeah, as it stands at the moment, there's nobody that shouldn't get the state pension. It just depends on your date of birth as to at what point you get it from.
Now, if I'm thinking back into the dim and distant past, wasn't there a time where you could opt out of something? Was that to do with the state pension?
Yeah, it was a bolt-on piece of pension called SERPs that you're probably referring to there.
Right.
Later, it was called the Second State Pension. But SERPs was something back in the 80s that it was actually way back from some, I think it was Barbara Castle that did a load of work on the state pension back in the 70s. But they used figures that were 15 years out of date. And what happened was that they thought that they were going to reduce their state pension bill or the bolt-on state pension bill by allowing people to opt out and take the money and put it elsewhere. But actually ended up doubling their bill because some bright sparks came along and said, well, you only need 20 years service in this SERPs pension. So as long as you've got 20 years worth of service, and it can be the early years of your career, you'll get that extra state pension. So I have 20 years out of SERPs, 20 years back in SERPs, and effectively you're ripping off the state pension system at the beginning of your career and ripping it off again at the end of your career because you know how the numbers work.
So was that scrapped then?
Yes.
Fairly quickly, like, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, no, actually, it took them a lot longer than it should have done, to the truth be known. The wealthiest state pensions that anybody ever got in this country were those people that retired in 1988. And they had some really, really good state pensions. And even in those days, well, back now, 10, 15 years ago, we were looking at state pensions above £200 a week.
Really?
So they were, really good state pensions. But then they realised that they'd made a bit of a mess up of it, then started to change the rules. And then there was a whole lot of work done about contracting back into SERPs.
Mm.
And many of your listeners would have had letters and remember all coming out and going in, and it was a bit like the hokey-cokey, didn't know really where to go with it all.
I mean, the figures I'm looking at here, and I might not be totally accurate, full state pension for new recipients worth about £175 a week at the moment. Is that affected at all by a pension you might have with your employer?
No, in actual fact, for a lot of the public sector workers and We're talking about our forces and NHS, local authorities. The state pension, the flat rate state pension now, in pound for pound, is much better than it was back in 2015 before it started. So for a lot of people, there's been an increase in state pension entitlement for anybody that worked in the public sector. For those people that were working as employees, unfortunately, the state pension isn't quite as good as it might have been previously, all to do with that SERPs discussion that we were just having, to do with an extra bolt-on bit of pension that was all related to your earnings. It stood for state earnings-related pension, and it was a top-up. It was a bit on top of the basic, which only employees got of private companies,
right?
Rather than public sector workers. So actually, the public sector have had quite a nice increase over the last few years. There have been other changes to their pensions, mind you, that I'm sure if you found the right person, they'd tell you all about it.
Oh, indeed. but in rough figures, without sort of wanting to get too detailed, that £175 is per person. So if you're a married couple, do you get twice that? Is that roughly how it works out? Yeah.
Yeah, you need 35 years worth of NI contributions, or for ladies that were bringing up small children years ago, there will be a protection scheme in place for those. For those people getting child benefit, there's always been a protection in for those, so that even though you're not working, if you're claiming the child benefit, the stamp was still paid. And 35 years is a bit more than it was. Up until 2015, it was 30 years. Now it's 35. But still, most people manage to get their 35 years in, to be honest.
And I suppose, as I said, an example earlier on of somebody saying they took early retirement, they were living on their company pension, if you like, before the state comes in. You've got to do your figures, I suppose, to make sure that there's enough in that pot to be able to do that, to take you through the state pension and also to live the life you want to live after that as well.
Yeah, and there are also some really big risk warnings that need to be brought to attention there as well. Over the last few years, because people have been able to, there's a lot of people that have drawn their pension out at age 55, and sometimes it's gone on a car, a holiday, a deposit for the kids for their new home or whatever else it might be. But potentially that money's up for grabs if the world takes a turn for the worse for that individual, and they then need to go and claim on DWP benefits. So there is a real danger that drawing out your pension early to sub that period between, for example, 57 and 67 or 56 and 66, that actually if everything went all a bit wrong, and then that person found they needed to go knock on the door of DWP, the DWP could quite easily turn around and say, well, actually, you've got this pension scheme, and we're going to take that into account, and therefore you're not entitled to income support or other stuff that you thought you were entitled to. And that person can say, but I've spent it. I haven't got it anymore. It's gone. And the answer would then potentially come back to say, well, that was a bit daft, wasn't it? You really shouldn't have spent it all down. It was for your retirement. It wasn't for that new holiday, that new car or holiday or deposit for the kids. It was for your retirement.
And money that we pay into a pension, because we get tax advantages from that, is there a limit as to how we can use it and how we can claim it when we get to pensionable age?
To some extent, there's a lot of flexibility in the way pensions are drawn and the way they can be passed on to future generations now that there wasn't previously. So a lot of stuff that's gone on over this last 5 years has been all about making those pensions more easily accessible and more able to be passed on. So you get tax relief on all the way in and you get tax-free growth on the funding side. And with the phased drawdown or flexible drawdown options that are open to people now, being able to come and get at it as and when you feel fit is really, really helpful to fit in with things like personal allowances and such like. And when you consider that the state pension for a couple now between them's £1,500 a month gross, actually there's a little bit of room left where you can still draw pensions out to make it up to the personal allowance of £12,500 and have a really good income of £24,000, £26,000 a year without actually being a taxpayer if you know what you're doing. So there are some really good advantages.
Look, when we first started talking about pensions years ago on this programme, Ray, you know, we talked about annuities and all those sort of things. Do people still put a pension pot into an annuity, or is that something that we don't do now?
It's rare. Funnily enough, earlier on in the year, I set up an annuity for a couple of clients that was quite unusual, but they had no appetite for investments, and the fact that the pension fund can go down as well as up in value, it scared them, and actually they'd never really been involved with that kind of investment work at all, and just didn't like the idea of a drawdown option where the money remains invested. So for them, an annuity was ideal because they know exactly what they're getting going into their bank account month in, month out, and don't have to worry about it at all. But they are terrible value. So to be honest with you, you're going to have to live a long, long, long time to get your money back out of the pension that you started with, which is where drawdown and keeping it invested becomes so much more attractive to retirees now.
And never too young to start to investing in a pension?
Never young enough, to be fair. No. there's even an option now where a grandparent can start putting into pensions for their newly born grandchildren. Without any earnings that the grandchild's got at all. And the likelihood is if they did the maximum amount, which isn't a lot, it's under £4,000. But if they did the maximum amount for their grandchildren for the first 18 years of their life, that's probably their pension sorted out.
Wow. Yeah.
The worst scenario is when people just leave it too late or they don't take advice at the other end when they go to draw it. And unfortunately, I've seen over the last few years as well, a few occasions where people have paid some hefty tax liabilities because they've not taken advice when it came to draw the money out. They've done it the wrong way around. And then the main beneficiary of their pension fund has been the Inland Revenue, which is a real shame considering all the tax relief that they got in the first place. And there was no need for it.
We don't want that to happen, do we?
Absolutely.
Look, let me just come back to state pensions finally. And this is a comment that came in earlier about when you get your state pension, and somebody else said you're invited to claim for your state pension. Yeah. Is that how you see it as well?
It is, yeah.
It's odd, isn't it?
They don't write to you.
Why would you not want it?
I know, but they don't. Unfortunately, there isn't a mail system that says, oh, Melvin, you're now entitled to your state pension, sign here and we'll send it to you. You do genuinely have to claim it. Yeah, you have to make the first move.
Excellent. Ray, lovely chatting with you again. Thank you for that. Ray Black, Moneyminder in Sleaford, with some pension chat on the show today. In an ideal world, what do you think would be the perfect retirement age? Let me know.